You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Jeremy, once you started, you posted something on Facebook that turns out to be pretty funny.
The post just is pretty simple. What did you find hidden in your kid's bedroom and where did they hide it? Nice and simple, because kids are sneaky little SOBs.
Well, there's two things there. Let me jump in here.
Okay.
Kids can be very sneaky, but they also sometimes, if they're really young and they're hiding stuff, they think they're being really clever and sneaky,
sure.
But it's just like under like a towel on their bed or something.
Yeah, seriously, one lady said her kid was hiding Pop-Tarts under his pillow. I mean, not real creative. He just wants a little midnight snack, I guess. And I was like, what's so weird about that?
I've got to know. Good flavors. You hide it from your sister. My brother did that.
I got to know which flavor it was.
I don't know.
I hope it was the brown sugar cinnamon.
Original. So my son Reed is 5, and he's in this gum phase. I think all kids kind of go through a gum phase where they discover gum and how fantastic it is. So he's always wanting gum, but I never really see him throw it away, and he's not swallowing it. So yes, I discovered in his closet a cup, and it was full of old chewed up gum. I mean, at least halfway up the cup. And it's one of those things where you pull it out and you're like, because it looks so gross.
He's hiding gum.
And then when I asked him about it, he actually double dips. When he feels like a piece of gum, he'll actually go into his closet, dig out an old piece of that gum from the cup, and start chewing away.
I suppose that works.
Again, disgusting.
Does old gum grow mold?
It didn't look moldy. Like, it just looked disgusting.
Does he dig deep in that cup, or does he just
take
from the
cup? I think he was digging deep in.
He probably reuses it enough that the mold doesn't have time to grow.
Sure,
that's saliva. But all the flavor is sucked out after 13 seconds.
What's that known as? ABC gum? Isn't that what they call it?
Already been chewed.
Yay. Yeah, that's ABC gum.
I can't believe I knew
so
that.
So gross. Yeah. So that's his little thing that he's been hiding.
All of our stories are way too naughty to tell, but yeah, kids are sneaky and gross.
So we're going to be asking you about that. Let me jump in and give you the American Music Awards Artist of the Day.
Yes, let's do that.
Hooray.
Here's the way this works throughout the day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Every time you hear a song by Maroon 5.
Oh, my God.
Them.
We play them all the time.
Yes, we do. When you hear that, be caller number 20 at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, and you will be suddenly qualified for the grand prize drawing to go to the AMAs in Hollywood, plus we'll throw in $500 in spending money.
That's going to be really smooth for the podcast.
So it's, Maroon 5. Well, I spaced out.
It's all right. It's the magic of editing.
Right.
When you listen back later, you'll never know.
You'll never know. You'll never hear the splice. All right. So now that we've taken care of our Maroon 5 business, here's what we want to know. What did you find hidden in your kid's room?
And the condoms and the porn and all that. Yeah, we get it.
We understand that.
Look at it on my Facebook.
Creative.
Very creative ones that these kids are doing.
The old gum. God.
Right. Like, here, I'll give you one more. Roly-polies in a cup put in his desk drawer. The kid was hoarding roly-polies and hiding them in his room.
Was he feeding them? I think he was feeding them.
Oh, that's fine. I think they eat each other after a while.
Yeah.
What did you find that your kid had hidden in his room or somewhere in the house? Here's Pia on the phone. Good morning, Pia. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, so what's your story?
When my daughter was about 4 years old, she would sneak around the couch, you know, just to play around. And one day we found like a month of socks behind the couch and shoved in between the cushions.
A month of what?
Socks.
Socks.
Dirty socks.
What?
Your phone is breaking up on us here. Ugh. We got a bad connection with your phone. A month's worth of dirty socks.
She's a little sock hoarder. Remember when Reed was real young, we'd give him cheese sticks, and he'd immediately go into Nicole's closet and hide them in her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So to this day, like if she grabs a pair of shoes she hasn't worn in years, there's a cheese stick in it.
Oh, my God.
Delicious cheese.
It's blue cheese now.
Speaking of Nicole, here's a Nicole on the line. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So what'd you find?
Well, I don't have kids. It was me, actually.
Great. Even better.
Right? So when I was in junior high, my mom would give me lunch money, and I wouldn't use all of it, and I'd put it in a – I had a very large bear that I put clothes on, you know, junior high.
Who doesn't?
And I put
I
it
still
in the
do.
Pockets. I put it in the pockets of the bear, and I accumulated almost $100 worth of money. And my mom got really mad because I guess she thought I wasn't getting lunch, and she made me share it with my brother and sister.
Oh no!
That's your investment.
I was gonna say that's the wrong message that a parent should be sending. You've got a child who saves money.
Yeah, you're a little Warren Buffett.
Oh man. I'm glad you called. Have a great day, Nicole.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Amy. Hey, Amy. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
So, what do you got?
My little brother is 10 years younger than me, and one day my stepmom was making his bed, and she found a Costco-sized ranch salad dressing on the air conditioning vent. So he would keep it cold and just kind of take a hit every now and then.
A hit of ranch. It's got a little shot glass next to it.
Yeah, and to this day, he loves ranch.
Well, heck yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
My
a hit on the ranch sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah.
That's borderline brilliant.
Yum.
Amy, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
You.
Here's a couple more off my Facebook. A sandwich and a bag of grapes under his bed that had been there for months.
Ew.
Kid was hiding eggs from Easter the year before. A little stinky.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like a little Dom. My 10-year-old son, the Victoria's Secret catalog.
Hey.
Oh.
Just doing some shopping.
It's
and then this
underwear.
One, my daughter's hair. Her two boys have been cutting off her daughter's hair, and then they were hiding it under their pillows.
That is like serial killer stuff.
That's like, yeah. That's
they
like
were cutting
kicking
her hair
puppy
with that.
Stuff.
Oh my God.
Pretty damn funny.
God, when I was a kid, so my mom, we used to buy the big boxes of Equal, you know, like you get at a restaurant. And I used to take the actual Equal packets and instead of just like opening them, I would just suck on the actual paper and like get all like this like artificial sugar.
Like
and then I didn't want my mom to know that I was like stealing all of her Equal packets. So I would put like that chewed on, sucked out Equal packets. Yeah. Like in between the couch cushions. And then, you know, she was a clean freak. So like every 2 weeks, what the hell? Where are all these Equal packets coming from?
You needed some friends.
I grew up in the woods in New York. Like, it's just me and the sugar.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.